Elishua, Chelek Aleph, Kuf Tzadites, Ma'arach HaShlishis, the third set of essays entitled Das Torah. The Hakdama, the introduction. Yischanu lo das atzmenu ulischanech. We've begun the process of self-discovery and personal improvement. Megamaseinu me'atol is kos la'Torah. Our objective from this point onwards is to earn Torah. Chazal say derech eretz kadama la'Torah, a very enigmatic statement. Kloima, the author says the meaning is Chinuch ha'adam hu ha'akdama li'tzuvat tamid chacham. The training and the improvement of the mensch is the prerequisite to molding a tamid chacham. The Derech Eretz in the sense of training and making a mensch out of the individual is a prerequisite to becoming a tamid chacham who's earned Torah. Lachein, therefore, shtei ha'marachos ha'kodmois, the two previous sets of essays, mehavois ha'chana la'maracha ha'ba'ah, they constitute an introduction, a preparation for this coming set of essays, hamukdeshes lodas of yah shel avidas haTorah v'mitzvos, which is dedicated to knowing the character of avidah and Torah and mitzvos. How he made me b'chutz, a person outside, as we said right in the beginning, outside the walls, the shul of the title, one stands on the outside, v'choyshev lekabelt mumna mimahuseh shel tamid chacham, and thinks that he'll have some sort of picture, some sort of image from the essence of a Tamid Chacham al yaday kriyas ha'pakim habayim, by reading the coming chapters, lo yavol sipukoy, will not be satisfied. Chazal say, kol ha'nevi'im elu nisnab'u elu l'masi bito la Tamid Chacham v'chulei. All the nevo'is that we have, all the recorded nevo'is, meaning the reward that is specified, are only about somebody's masibito la Tamid Chacham, the level of somebody who marries off his daughter to Tamid Chacham, or this Gemara says provides Tamid Chacham with a livelihood. And then all those prophecies apply. Aval Tamidei Chachamim atzman, but the level of Tamid Chacham himself, ayin lo yira'asa Elokim zu lasecha. The Gemara, they quote this pasuk, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Not even Nevi'im could penetrate to that level. And the author says, "Uchuma sachar kach adam." If that's true for the sachar, which is what the Nevi'im described, kach adam, so too for the person. It's not possible to accurately describe the essence of a Tamid Chacham. The most one could do is describe the reward for a person who marries off his daughter or helps with the livelihood of a Tamid Chacham. That's the highest insight we can gain. Beyond that, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the reward for the level of the Tamid Chacham, and so too the Tamid Chacham himself cannot be described in these ways. Hashinuyim hamischolelim bekerev adam, the transformations that occur, that are generated within the person, bikansei pinima nesech olam haTorah, as he enters deeper and deeper into the world of Torah, midai amukim, they're too deep to describe. So one on the outside certainly will not be able to appreciate it. Vegam lo yimed mi bifnim, even a person standing on the inside is within the walls. Umas'as nafshei lo das, his deep desire is to know. Mao kiyum amiti shel mitzvos, what is true fulfillment of mitzvos? Umao esek amiti b'Torah, what is true involvement in Torah? Yizbareru hadvarim al mitasam, the words will be, the matter will become clear only. Rak b'chniseisam lesoch afik masi, only as he channels these matters into a practical path. It's not possible to just read about it and get an accurate idea. Klal ze, this rule, shudgash gam b'machoz kodmos, which we emphasized previously in the Sefer, we've said this before, chashuv kiflayim l'gabim marachaz, is doubly important regarding this maracha. מהדברים העמוקים ביותר שהתלמיד חכם אי פעם זוכה לדעתם הוא, among the deepest things that התלמיד חכם ever merits to know is לדעת מהותה האמיתית של התורה עצמה, to know the true essence of the Torah itself. And that requires doing things in practice, not merely reading about them. That's the introduction, מבוי, the preface. כלל גדול הוא, it's a great rule, a great concept in Avodah, and this we see several times in Alei Shiur, in both volumes he says this. Kol hashpa'a ruchanis ba'rak kfi hakelim shebechim da. In divine art flow, the hashpa'a that comes, it always corresponds to the utensils, the containers that a person prepares for it. We've often used this idea of a person standing by a large bore pipe of the type that's used by firemen, and the water is just gushing out, but he's standing there with a thimble. He can only get a thimble full of water. There's just nothing there to collect it with. And the same thing over here. The hashpa'ah comes, but a person will get as much as he has prepared for it. Spiritual light can only be revealed when it's contained within a kli, v'soch kli matim, and it has to be a suitable kli. Hagadol sheba oiris hu, the greatest spiritual light is Shemo Yisbarach, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hagadol shebishmo Sav Yisbarach Shemo Amaleh, the greatest of his names is the full name, Hashem Elikim, Havaya v'Hashgacha biyachad. Hashem connotes Havaya, existence, being. Elohim connotes Hashgacha, particularly through Teva. So the two together. Al Shem Zavru Chazal, regarding this, Chazal make the comment on the Pasuk, Ki loy himtir Hashem Elohim al Oretz, the Pasuk in Bereshis, Kadosh Baruch would not pour rain, and it uses Hashem Elohim in the Pasuk. And Chazal say, Mazkir Shem Molei al Oilam Molei. The Pasuk mentions the full name, the complete name, Hashem Elohim, over a full world. Kloimar, the author's explanation. Hakli asher bo yuchal Hashem amalei yisgaleisu. Again, the kli, the container, the utensil with which the full name of Hashem can be revealed is Oilam Molei, a full world. What does it mean? Ha'olam bihibaroi, when the world was created, be'odoi tahor michet v'yetzer, when it was still pure of chet and yetzer. Why? Ki harei Adam ayin la'avod es Adama. And that same pasuk says there was no human being yet. There was no chet or anything. That world aya oilam molei. V'ya'us l'azkir alav Shem aleh. Therefore, it is appropriate when you have the right container to mention the full name of Hashem. However, acharei she'achet ba'al la'olam v'fit ben Adam v'roi. After chet came and separated man from his creator, derusha avoida miyuchedes. There is required, there's a requirement for a particular type of avodah, kedei lachzir es ha'olam lemilui, to restore the world to its to that state of being in its fullness. Zoi avodas ha'korbanois, ha'mekareves umdabekes shuv, it draws near once again, it attaches together es ha'olam ha'gufani ve'agashmi elaborei, the physical world to its creator, and so to speak, infuses the creator as a neshama into the physical world. It's what the Ramban writes regarding this concept. He quotes the Ramban here in Parashas Vayikra. Ein noiderim ela lishmo hamiyuchad. Make a neder. When a person makes a neder about the korban, it's for Hashem's name. The huma shama elikim elikecha noichi loy al zevachecha oichi chachok asher amar noichi Hashem elikecha. Certain pasuk v'utam amizmor kuloi. That's the idea of the whole perik in Tehillim, perik nun. The Ramban is obviously paraphrasing the same midrash that we've been busy with. In that chapter, we mention the korbanos, etc. It's the idea that we're expressing. The korbanos restore the crown to its pristine state. With the korbanos, the world becomes an olam mole, medubak b'Hashem, attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yachol shuv lizgaloyet b'Hashem aleh. And therefore, once again, that intense spiritual light that comes with Hashem's full name can be revealed. HaKorban metakenes olam rak b'vchina patis. However, the korban only restores the world for the individual, mitzad makrivei HaKorban, from their perspective. Ha'olam b'chlaloy, but the world in general, en oed maleh. It doesn't get repaired, it's not full. There are other people out there who do choose the incorrect choices. Chet nimtza, chet still exists, and still separates the world from its creator. So the korban works for the individual. The world in general will become an olam aleh only with a final geulah. It's really the meaning of Chazal's statement that we are familiar with. The pasuk says in Beshalach Vayomer Ki Yad Al Keis Yah Milchama L'Hashem Ba'Amalek Midor Dor. Kadosh Baruch Hu was engaged in a war with Amalek until the ultimate redemption. Nishba Hashem, he takes an oath. She'ein Shemoi Shalem, his name is incomplete. That's why in this pasuk it's just the two letters. Ve'ein Kisoi Shalem, it mentions case and not kisei. Ad Shimachei Shmo Shel Amalek Kulo, until evil is totally eradicated. Amalek hu soid rekanus sheboilam. Amalek is the opposite of Olam Molei. We're talking about the concept of Molei. Amalek is the concept of rekanus, of emptiness, of void, of non-being. Hu, as Chazal put it, chisech milois v'zorek klapei mala. Based on the pasuk v'yizanev becha, they attack the, so to speak, the tail of the camp. Chazal said on a deeper level, chotech milois v'zorek klapei mala, denigrated the bris mila. Ki ma husoy v'chevtzoy, the essence of Amalek is lehafer habris eish ben aborei levin olamoy, to annul the bris between the Creator and the Olam, which again leads to an Olam Malei. They want to make it an Olam Reik. Adishu l'rechonius l'kedusha. Amalek is complacent, is indifferent, rather, indifferent to rechonius and kedusha. Kol oid zeichem imen nintza bo'ilam. As long as there's a hint of it in the world of Amalek, ein geula, ein shemoiz bar shalem. The name of Hashem is not complete, again, in the sense that he does not bestow to the full intensity. Ki ein kisoi shalem. His throne is not complete. Shere rekanus sheletes bo'olam. The world is still dominated by this emptiness, void. Hefchoi hakitzoni shel Amalek u'am Yisrael. The polar opposite of Amalek is the concept of Am Yisrael. Asher afilo hamekayem nefesh achas miYisrael, as Chazal put it, even if a person saves one mere soul, ki'ilu kiyem olam Malei, daika, not the words. The words Chazal choose. Ki'ilu kiyem olam Malei. They're specifically using this terminology. If a person saves a Jew, it's as if he's filled the whole world. Again, this idea of Hashem filling the world. That's true for an individual. Klal Yisrael alachas kama v'chama. All the more so it's true for the community. V'adavar baruch umuvan. It's clear. Sherei kol atzmo hu ma'usah shel Am Yisrael. That the whole essence of Am Yisrael ulekarev ulechid haborei zbarim olamo is to draw near the Creator, to attach the Creator with his world. Lachen hu hu olam aleh. That's why Am Yisrael is described as olam aleh. Even an individual is called olam aleh. Kain muva b'shem ha'grozal. Similarly, the Goron says, shebegiyas shma anomrim shema Yisrael, shiyu Yisrael meyachadim atzmam. By saying shema Yisrael, we should be unifying ourselves, u'mechabrim atzmam b'machshava liyos achadim, through thought. That's some sort of telepathy, spiritual telepathy. Join ourselves together to be one, b'vchilas olam aleh, v'achakach omrim Hashem elokein Hashem echad. Then, once the Jewish people form a unity, we can speak about Hashem Elokeinu, the Shem Malei. Ki biyosenu miskalelim besuch Am Yisrael. As we include ourselves in Am Yisrael, as we say the Shema Yisrael, those two words, and make ourselves part of that unity, yachol lachol aleinu Shem Malei. That's a prerequisite for Hashem's full name, Hashem Elokeinu, to be chal upon us. Tzuras ha'inyan brura. The general concept here is very clear. Shaklal Yisrael ino ilam malei gam hayom. Klal Yisrael is an olam malei even today. Be'oid harikanus mishtoleles bichlal olam, while the void and emptiness runs wild in the general world, asher al ken hinenu bnei ha'beris, which is why Am Yisrael is bnei ha'beris. That's for the world. Onwards, lubanu lehochiach ki gam atirai b'vchein Hashem aleh. Had we wanted to prove that the Torah also has this aspect, besides klal Yisrael, the Torah also has the aspect of Shem Molei, yacholu nimtzor ra'yos al kach, we would have been able to cite sources for that. Ulam ein min tzorich laleches bederech zoi. It's not necessary to follow that path. Kedei likbo shegam haTorah tzricha olam maleh. That requires an olam molei. Hadvarim uvanim belav hachim mufurashim bechazal. These words are clear and explicit in Chazal. For example, Isa besukat daf mem vav. Let's see. V'omar Rabbi Zera v'yitzema Rav Chanina bar Papa. Bo ur'e Shalokim midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'adam. Come and see a particular difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and flesh and blood. Midas basar v'adam kli reikal machazik. When it comes to flesh and blood, in our experience, you need an empty vessel to contain. It's only an empty vessel that can then contain. Moleinu machazik. But if you have a full vessel, it can't contain anymore. There's nothing that knows, no room, no space. Aval midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. Malei machazik. In the spiritual realm, when something is full, it can contain. Reikon enu machazik. When it's empty, it can't. Shneema vaya im shamoya tishma. The pasuk says, im shamoya tishma. Im shamoya tishma. If you've already heard and you've filled yourself, you can hear more. Vim lav leis ishma. If you haven't filled yourself, you can't. Davar eche, another pshat im shamoya beyashan tishma bechadash. If you heard the old, you can hear the new. So in the spiritual realm, it's the opposite. It works the other way. It always strikes me that this is a description of somebody, anyone who's been to yeshiva, who's learned. It's interesting that during this zman, when one is learning a lot, one has a great capacity to learn. At the beginning of this zman, just after Ben Azmanim, one can't learn as well. One doesn't learn as well. Because Ben Azmanim is generally a time of weakness. One is more reikan. And interestingly, you think coming back, you'd be able to, but it's not so. At the beginning of this zman, at least my personal experience is one contains a lot less. One can't quite learn as much and as efficiently as one does during this month. At any rate, kli reikon enu machazik tirah. An empty utensil cannot contain tirah. Bracha eliyona ena shura levareikon. In general, Chazal tells us many times, a bracha cannot rest on something empty. Ki mipnei dakusa, because the concept of bracha is so subtle, eina yechola lishvus al olam hazeh, cannot truly come to this world. Rak al davar emtzai. But of course, only if there's some intermediate, if some connection between the two worlds, and that's why the more the person becomes pure and wise and more subtle, more elevated, he can earn more. There are many levels, obviously, as always, for this idea of filling oneself. Which is for the individual. This is the union, this is the avodah of Talmid Chacham, l'yos olam moleh, to be this olam moleh, lekabel Torah shlema umleah, to be able to contain the fullness of Torah. B'derech klal, not on the individual level, but on the broad level, the universal level, harei zeh union Torah mitzvos. That's in general the concept of Torah mitzvos. Let's see how. The pasuk in Mishlei, kineir mitzvah, esira oil. Mitzvah is compared to the lamp, Torah is compared to the light. Bechinas aneri, the definition really of a lamp as it used to work is shoroni tleba pesila. The light hangs onto the wick. One has a wick there, which is rooted in the oil, and then the light attaches to it. So in mitzvahs which are compared to a lamp, there are also two concepts. Hamaase, the actual physical act, like strapping on to fill in to one's arm, let's say, and the divine light that attaches to this act. Only by lighting this lamp of mitzvot, only then can you earn the light of Torah. It's an abstract, non-physical, immaterial light. It can't attach to the person unless the person does this act. The act is like the wick. That's the meaning of ner mitzvah. Klomah ha-mitzvois hen ha-kilim lekabalas ora Torah. To put it mamash explicitly, the physical actions of the mitzvois, those of the kilim, to receive the light of Torah. Again, harei shtei bechinos la-mitzvah, ha-maaseh ve-or elokei ha-talui bo. The act, which is like the wick, and then the divine light that attaches to it. The act of the mitzvah encompasses the entire person. One's soul and body should combine in it, should invest in it. And we know from the chinuch, from the Silas Yesharim, that one's emotions also arise through the act. The act somehow stimulates an emotional response. However, even if the heart isn't so aroused, by repeating the mitzvahs many, many times, the person is drawn after the divine content. His emunah becomes stronger, his desires become less coarse. It's a klal gadol, as we say, we always trace it back to the chinuch and earlier sources as well. The chinuch says, "Da, you should know ki ha'adam nif'al kefi pu'lusav." The person is influenced by his actions. Ve'liboy v'chol machshev isav tomid achal ma'asav shosev b'im. We are drawn after the activities that we do. If a person is constantly doing mitzvos, it affects his inner life as well. And he goes on to say, "Afilu rasha gamul v'avoy." Even a rasha, im ya'arer choy v'esim ishtad lusay v'iskoy v'asmada v'torah mitzvos. If he diligently applies himself to Torah mitzvahs, afilu shelo eleshem shamayim, miyad itel atayiv. It has a good influence on him Uvchoach ma'asav yamis ayetzehara. This is in mitzvah design in the chinuch. And as I mentioned, the Mishnah Sefer uses the same principle. Furthermore, v'oidzes b'mitzvois, shaledei kiuman asadam limtzuve v'oise. The mitzvah transforms a person from eino metzuve to metzuve, which is a different level, a fundamentally different class of person. But being metzuve, that's a connection to the metzave, the one who gave it. If I do it voluntarily, my connection to him is much smaller. But if I'm metzuve and I follow the mitzvah, I connect myself to the metzave, and therefore it frees oneself from arbitrariness, from just following the whims of the heart. Shriru slave, this term which we've used many times before, totsasa bechira, that's the consequence of the bechira of Adam Rishin. The Ramban puts it as follows: v'nei acharei ochlam min ha'eitz asa b'yad ha'bechira. After they ate of the tree, they had choice, as we know it, v'yirtzono lehara o lehitiv, they were now able to do evil or good, bein lo yibalachim, both to themselves or to others. V'zoi midas elokim min tzadachad, from one perspective, it's a godly thing to be able to do that. However, v'ra'a la'adam, from another perspective, it is bad, it was evil. B'yesli ba yetzer v'tava, because he now had within him instincts, impulses rather, which are incorrect in all sorts of ta'avos. That's the shiru selev, that he can follow the whims of his heart. Be'olamoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'tzira shekula k'dusha v'avidas bo'im, in a creation which is entirely holy, consists of avidas Hashem, v'mekabeles kol rega shevachim yas bo'im, which instant by instant receives life from the Creator, ke'avilin shema like air, to breathe, instant by instant, mazen l'ra'avina, it's like air and like food. Be'olam k'dosh hazeh, in this holy world, yesh le'el yad Adam, man has the capacity to turn his heart away from the Creator. It's a remarkable idea, an appalling idea, almost absurd, that in such a world in which moment by moment its existence depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person can turn away from him. The person can empty himself of Kedusha and follow his whims. That's the shocking content of Bechira. That's Bechira is something really, as he says, shocking, that a person can turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sham hu mekoyrei shel sod kli rikon. That's the source of the idea of kli rikon, an empty utensil, a void. Hamugdar be'im yifnei levecha. It's defined in the Torah with the words, if your heart turns. Amoik ein cheker usod rikonus ushirus alev. This idea of void and the wounds of the heart is deep. It's impossible to plumb. Hatamun b'chol b'chira, and it's rooted, as we said, in the power of b'chira. Kavanas ha-boireh ha-yisav, the intention of the Creator was and is, shenelech b'yachad imoy b'derech ha-im, that we walk together with him in the path of life. V'ha-adam b'chal l'natek atzmo b'boireh, but a person can choose to detach himself from his Creator, v'leleches levadoy b'derech, to walk by himself on his own path. V'yelech she'yivav b'derech liboy. He went astray in the path of his heart. Here comes a deep insight, which I think we're all familiar with. This is well known psychologically. Yesoidoy shel kli reikon, the foundation of what you call a kli reikon, an empty vessel, is shekol asher memalim ritzon esav. The more you try to satiate it, lo yimismaleh kli, the less it works. The kli doesn't work. It's a bottomless pit. You fill it and you fill it and you fill it and you fill it. Lehefech, on the contrary, Yosef HaSev Misakhen, the more you try to fill it, the empty it becomes. With every junk that a person pours into the barrel, the barrel becomes wider and more empty and more empty. Zehu Soid, and this is conveyed in the Torah in this awesome phrase, Leman Sefois Harava Eset Smi'ah. The Torah uses terminology of a person who cannot slake his thirst and drink salt water. Becomes worse and worse and worse. It's a terrible torture. The Ramban says, "Ki nefesh adam harve she'einena misavali dvarim ra'im la." When the soul of a person is satisfied and it doesn't desire negative things, kasher tavo b'libo k'tzas ha'tava, when he allows himself a little bit of tava, v'yemale tava se, and he fulfills it, as you see b'nefesh tava yesira, it incites tava. It makes it worse now. V'tietz me'ah me'oid. It stimulates that desire. I think we said before that the extreme example of this is in pornography. That's when a person tries to satisfy that type of lust, it just stimulates more and more. But it applies to all types of ways. Yosemi Barishana said more than at first. The soul becomes desiring things that it never wanted initially. Never wanted. But by trying to satisfy it, it starts wanting things that are. Ki amisavel, the Ramban says himself, ki amisavel izimas anashim hayafois. When a person allows himself to pursue the ta'ava for attractive women, kishiyesh shatuf bezimas anmon. If it goes on and it becomes then, if that's the realm that he's in, shatuf bezimas anmon, then teveot ta'ava lavo al hazachar. Then the new ta'ava is come. It's not enough now. Now, other types of relationships with males, with children, okay, these are extreme examples, but that's the process over here. By trying to fulfill this emptiness, one makes the emptiness bigger and wider. Chazal put it as always in this pithy statement, the more a person tries to satiate it, the hungrier it becomes. A person tries to nurture these desires, they become worse and worse. And then I suppose one can use the analogy of drug addiction. You know, unfortunately, we know with drug addicts, and then you need more. You need a bigger dose all the time in order to reach the same level. You know, if you're trying to get a higher high, whatever it is, it doesn't stay static. You need greater and greater stimuli. The Harambam b'sof ilchoy is Yisurei Bi'ah. At the end of Yisurei Bi'ah, Kosav, Ein machsheves ha'arayos mizgaberes, these desires, these fantasies of arayos, it grows stronger, ele belev panuy min ha'chokhmah. Only when a person allows his heart to be panuy min ha'chokhmah, empty of chokhmah, the emphasis on mizgaberes, kloma, hoileches u mizgaberes. It becomes greater and greater, blim atzo, without a break, without stopping. One cannot fill. This is the whole concept here in the spiritual realm that one and the physical. One cannot fill the void. The more one tries to fill the void, the bigger the void becomes. That's why we use the word mizgaberes. With that introduction, me'atan avin inyan hamitzvois shehen memalois es hachalal hareik, they fill up this empty space hapoyer that is gaping between us and the Creator. The mitzvois, because they take us out of that arbitrariness, those whims, they manage to bridge the gap between the human being and the Creator that came as a result of Bechira. Because it's no longer arbitrary. What is commanded, it's not arbitrary. I'm not following the whims of my heart. It's an instruction. We demonstrate that we are dependent on Hashem's will. Tariyag mitzvahs is siyagoisen. The tariyag mitzvahs and all the siyagim that Chazal put erected around them, mashrois seder eloki b'chayinu. They impose a godly order on one's life. Umoitzios isan mishirus alev. They remove us from this terrible void, this realm of shirus alev asher ba yishkios en ha-bechira, in which bechira is stuck us. The godly guidance for all of Klal Yisrael, again, to allow us to bridge the abyss of Bechira, elevate to this and towards our ultimate destiny. The Torah puts it as follows. Im b'chuk Yisai selechu, obviously, the beginning of Parashah is b'chuk Yisai. Im b'chuk Yisai telechu, v'etz mitzvah Yisai, tishmoyru v'asisem v'yisam, v'is halachti b'sechem, I will walk among you. Rashi comments, I will walk with you, I will be with you in Gan Eden, like one of you, and you will not be shocked, it will be an intimacy. That's the purpose, that's the end goal of Am Yisrael. By being metzuveh, it manages to elevate itself above this fundamental emptiness that comes with Bechira. Ein oid perud ben in those conditions there's no separation anymore between us and the Creator. Vuiz barach metel imenu bedarkei chayim. He strolls with us, so to speak, in the paths of love. Ke'echad me'itanu, as Chazal put it, like one of us. Mini sheze tiv'i v'pashut. It'll be natural. It'll be simple and taken for granted. Bichesu ma'bori yachad, to live with the Creator. Not as a level that only great and accomplished individuals can earn. It will be simple, straightforward. And therefore, the Torah has a war with the concepts of rikanus and shiusalev, following the whims and emptiness and void. We said it in the Shema, the last paragraph from Pashas B'Shalach. Remember the mitzvahs, why is the same as them? Do not stray after your hearts and eyes. That's because by straying one goes into that realm of shirus alev, into the void. Similar type of statement. Lest there be among you an individual or a family or a shevet whose heart turns away. Lest there be within you a bitter root. When he hears the words of this curse, he'll bless himself, saying, "Shalom yeli, ki bishrirus bibielech." I'll just follow the whims of my heart. Leman sefoyser avayset smear. It'll kindle an ever greater thirst. V'loyavershem islach la'kadosh Baruch Hu, will not forgive him. Hamitzvoyes kolkach makifoyses klal Yisrael. Mitzvoyes so surround klal Yisrael. Ad she'afilu es chazal put it harikanin shebach. Melaim mitzvos kerimoin. Based on the pasukim in Shir Hashirim, you see the concept of it. Reikanin become molei. Ish Yisrael, as long as a Jew can be called in Yisrael, ein bechol achroig meusgeis a mitzvos. He is bound by the mitzvos, by this framework. V'niyeh kol nefesh Yisrael oilam molei. And therefore, each Jew becomes olam molei. Ulam bnei ha'aliyah. Bnei ha'aliyah want to go further. Horchim imadrigal imadaga. They go from step to step, and they distance themselves from different aspects of shiur selev. Kol hamadrigois, all the levels enumerated in the brisa upon which Mesilas Yisrael is built, zirus, nekius, pishus, tahara, yiras chet, hen me'atrois u'mevatrois madrigois shiur selev. They localize and then they gradually eliminate the concept of shiur selev. U'miskev adam yeser yeser elbo, and the person gradually draws nearer and nearer to his Creator. Quickly to try and finish. Hamitzvos hen ha'olam ha'mala asher bo nisgalu ha'Torah. Once again, the mitzvos of that full world in which the light of Torah can reveal itself. It's like the wick. Kvar nisba'u devar Rabbeinu Ramchal. We've already explained the words of Ramchal. She'torah oir mamash. The Torah is characterized as light. Ve'loi chochma kishar. Not another intellectual discipline. Not like other, it's oyr. Tumuna ba hasgula lasir sarah shabadim. It means that it has the property of removing evil from the person. Ke oyr haboiker adoch reshka salani. Similarly to the light of day that pushes, repels and rejects the darkness of the night. Lizgula zeh zechoyat ha-tamid chacham. That's the property that ha-tamid chacham through his Torah earns. Oyr ha-tera kashu lo mitzvos b'kesho balin. That light of Torah is connected to mitzvos with a knot that cannot be done undone. As Chazal put it, kol oimer elo ela tira. A person says, all I have is Torah, I feel a Torah elo. He doesn't have Torah. If he's got only Torah and no mitzvos, Chazal say explicitly, I feel a Torah elo. They go hand in hand. One can't have only Torah without fulfillment. Maitama omar apopa omako ulmadtem va'asisem. The Torah puts them together, juxtaposes the two terms. Kol shishno ba'asiyah shno bilmida. If you're involved in asiyah, then you can speak about being involved in limida. If a person is not involved in applying, he can't be said to be involved in learning. And Meida Chosas Torah b'chamishim v'arba'a pesukim. It would be a very interesting exercise to go and find these 54 verses. The Torah repeats in 54 verses, Al-Azhar, lishmoir v'la'asois, v'talmud gadol shemivide ma'aseh. They do go together all the time. Talmud is gadol because it brings to ma'aseh. And lishmoir v'la'asois. Umargila befumeh de Rova, in the Chosda Fidzayin, Rova used to say constantly, this was his motto, Tachlis Chochma, the end goal of the wisdom, the end goal of all of this learning is Teshuvah Ma'asim Tovim. Rashi, the comments, Ikara Shel Torah, the Ikar of Torah, the fundamental aspect of it, Shilima Teshuvah Ma'asim Tovim. The learning is for the purpose of Teshuvah Ma'asim Tovim. summarize. By the mitzvot we enter into the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning no longer the realm of whims of the heart, no longer the realm of void, but in the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through the Torah, we receive the light of His Hashpa'ah. That light, in turn, brings us nearer to HaKadosh Hashem in mitzvot. The Shuv of Ezen, then, again, but in a higher intensity, Zorechel and Otter, the light of the Torah shines upon us in great intensity, and so forth in a virtuous cycle. And then, through that, is able to pour upon us endless bracha. Adkan.